You're listening to SBS News.
It was a case that sparked debate about just how protected journalists are when pursuing their work. Australian Federal Police officers raided the Canberra home of News Corporation journalist Annika Smethurst last year, rummaging through her drawers for several hours and seizing her mobile phone. They were seeking information about a story she had written on plans to expand the spying powers of the Australian Signals Directorate. But now, almost a year on from the raid, AFP Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney says the case has been dropped.
The AFP has reviewed all available material and determined there is insufficient evidence to progress the investigation in relation to the unauthorised disclosure of the classified document. As a result, a decision has been made to finalise this investigation. Investigating breaches of Commonwealth criminal law is the AFP's job. That's what we do. This was a serious breach of national security information that needed to be investigated. We did our job. We investigated.
The decision follows last month's High Court ruling the warrant used by the AFP to conduct the raid was invalid. It's been 2 years since the story was published, and Attorney General Christian Porter has expressed frustration over how long it's taken for the issue to be resolved. But he denies the government had any involvement in initiating the raid, which was the result of a complaint from the Secretary of Defence.
In a totally independent position. The complaint was made independently of government, as it should be. The decision whether or not to commence an investigation was made independently of government. The decision now to not pursue that investigation was made independently of government by the agencies in question. I share a level of frustration as to how it was that it took so long to resolve, but they are decisions which quite properly in our system are made totally independent of ministers and executive government.
Deputy Commissioner McCartney has defended the time taken.
Firstly, unauthorised disclosure investigations are complex investigations in terms of the inquiries we have to undertake. Secondly, as you're well aware, we were challenged before the High Court, and we had to await the decision and the outcomes of the High Court decision before we had the opportunity to review the material and come to you today to make this decision.
And it wasn't the only controversial media raid to be conducted by the AFP last June. Officers paid another high-profile visit, this time to the ABC's headquarters in Sydney, seeking information in relation to an ABC report looking into misconduct allegations against Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. The Greens want Federal Police to rule out laying charges against the ABC reporters. Deputy Commissioner McCartney says the police probe is still ongoing.
We were faced with a similar issue where the search warrant was challenged, this time through the federal court, and a decision was made in February of this year to allow us access to that material, and we're currently reviewing that material. We're focused on moving this matter as quickly and expeditiously as we can.
The cases have sparked a review of laws relating to media freedom and the public's right to know. Christian Porter says he's still committed to reforms.
Those matters haven't been the focus during the peak of the COVID pandemic, but as we slowly get back into business as usual, those matters will continue along their relative paths. But for instance, there's already been enormous progress made on reform of Australia's defamation laws through the Council of Attorneys General process, and I think some acknowledgement needs to be given to that fact, but of course there's more work to be done.
While welcoming the dropping of charges against Ms. Smethurst, the Media, Arts and Entertainment Alliance says law criminalising journalism remain, with national security legislation stifling legitimate public interest reporting. Gareth Borum, SBS News.